And what about a place like a, you know, like a graveyard, a lone road or something?
What I call it?
That, you know, the people wouldn't want to get to.
I don't know.
And if you're talking about something, by you say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she
will be afraid.
But in the past, yeah.
Oh, but.
Well, if you're talking about somebody, well, you know, she ain't what she.
What do you mean? Used to be?
And,
oh, I see.
If you were talking about somebody, you say, I don't understand why she's afraid now, because she
usually isn't.
Well, speaking just the past, you know, she
hadn't been before.
Well, is that why the opposite of used to be?
Yeah, kind of.
Would you?
The opposite of used to be? Wasn't would be pretty much the opposite.
Like, well, you ever said, like, didn't used to be or anything like that?
Yeah.
How'd you say?
Didn't used to be.
And if somebody does something like run stoplights repeatedly or something, you know, or leaves the door unlocked when there's a lot of money in the house, you say, well, that, you shouldn't be so, what?
Well, if they ran stoplights, I would say reckless. But leaving the door open wouldn't be reckless. That would be careless.
And if you're talking about somebody in your family or something, you might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with, like, with Aunt Elizabeth or something, you say, but sometimes she acts kind of
strange.
Now, what does that mean?
Different.
Well, would you ever use a word quit? Queer there?
No.
What does that mean to you?
I've come to associate queer with homosexual. And I wouldn't use it like strange or different. Or
is that the only place you'd use it? Homosexual? As homosexual?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, would you say he is a queer? I mean, is that, or to mean, what would that mean?
That would mean he's a homosexual.
Is it used for males or females or both?
Both.
Well, what would you say if you know, somebody makes up their mind and nothing will change it, you know, change their mind, you know, no matter what facts you, you know, produce to the contrary, you'd say, don't be so
stubborn.
And what about somebody you can't joke with without the person losing his temper or something? You'd say he's mighty what?
Touchy.
And if somebody loses their temper, you know, just the least little thing goes wrong, would you say he's mighty what?
Irritable.
Is there a difference in touchy and irritable?
Well, if someone constantly uses their temper, I would say, well, no, in the way I just used them, there's no difference.
And what about if somebody, you know, just got, you'd say, well, I was just kidding him, I don't know why he got so
upset.
Or
mean.
Mean?
No, I wouldn't use mean. Why he got so mad.
And what about if you were in a boat that was going down and sinking? You tell everybody, you know, you had it together, you say, everybody just keep
calm.
So how would you say that? You know?
Everybody keep calm.
And what does calm mean then?
Be cool.
Well, if you've been working real hard, you say you were very
tired.
If you've been working if you were just very, very tired, you say you were all
very, very tired.
Would you ever use anything like whipped or worn out or?
I'd say all worn out. I wouldn't say whipped.
Would you ever say exhausted? Or what do you say when you come in from work?
I'm tired.
And, you know, so if you say, well, if you came to your